Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
K2KNB, WB2CSA.
K2MIJ, listen.
Plane Bravo Victor, K2QB reportable in South Korea. Come along to Queen Baker Victor in Asia, South Korea. Listening, anybody there? Come along to Quebec Bravo Victor, K2QB in South Korea. In Seoul, South Korea, listen. Anybody on 2 meters back in America?
Hello, Joel. This is Etchin Seamobile.
Follow Ron. I'm on vacation in South Korea. I thought I'd try 2 meters. Can you hear me okay?
I saw. I hear you. A little scratchy. How's the weather there?
The weather in China was very, very hot. And the Shanghai was so heavy, the humidity, very, very hot. And now in South Korea, it's not as bad, but I'm a little tired. It's only 9 o'clock at night, but I'm pooped out. Anyway, I tried to repeat it at 2 o'clock in the morning, but I don't think anybody listens, Ron. Go ahead.
Well, at least it's on. There was a time that they shut it off at night. Well, it's good to hear you. I hope you enjoyed the trip out there. When you came on, I just turned the radio on, and I heard you. I said, is he really on, are you on Echo Link, and you're really in South Korea?
South Korea, 16-hour plane ride. Yes, we've been here a little bit. Be here for a while longer. This is one of our vacations. Anyway, nice to hear 2 meters is working. I don't know when it gets turned off. I was able to key it up. It was 2:48 in the morning, your time, and now it's nighttime here. It's after 9 o'clock, and I'm going to sleep soon. I'm tired. Got a full day tomorrow, some more sightseeing and everything. Nothing really to buy. You know, my daughter's adopted, and she came from South Korea, so I went to see where she was manufactured. Go ahead, Ron.
That's interesting. Well, it's really nice that you could do that. I hope you enjoy the trip, and the weather's good, and you have a safe trip.
And again, yeah, thank you. Kind of having a good time, all tired. Last thing, what's the weather in New York? Come over to Queen Baker Victor, portable in HL in South Korea.
It's a nice day today, 64 degrees and sunny. There was some drizzle last night, and we have had some storms and a lot of damage in Long Island, too, with power lines down and trees and so on. But we weren't affected here in where I live in Valley Stream. And I'm off to the gym on my usual routine. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow's going to be more cloudy. Then back into the 80s. Today is supposed to go up to 75. Back to usual.
So what the weather's like when it's close to 100 humidity. Okay. Well, that's nice. I'm able to get in. Not too many people on 2 meters. Goodbye, Ron. I'm going to shut off and go to bed now. This kilowatt to Queen Baker Victor. Portable in Seoul, South Korea. Goodbye, Ron.
Number 3. And good speaking to you. Be well over there. Enjoy. Have a good sleep. N2ZUC is clear and listening on the side.
Hi, good morning. This is John, AC2WT. Heard you guys talking. You're still on the side. Want to say hello. It's a beautiful day. Hope you're doing good.
Good morning, John. I didn't quite get the call. I don't know if you were talking to me. This is Ron, November 2, Zulu Uniform Charlie. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Hope you're both doing good. It's been really nice that last 2 days, and today is no exception. It's phenomenal. How you doing? I hope you're, having a coffee or something, and you're sitting on the porch and not going to work.
I'm in the car. I'm on my way to the gym. I already had my breakfast. I was talking to Joel. I forget his name. But he's from upstate New York. And one of the members of the club, and he's on vacation in Seoul, Korea. Isn't that something?
It's supposed to be fantastic. I mean, it's nice enough it is here in the New York City area, but being upstate must be even nicer. You know, if it stays cool like this, some of the trees are going to start to change colors. We get a week and a half of this cool weather.
Yeah, it's going to warm up again. He didn't say, but I'm pretty sure he's on Echo Link. But that's interesting. Actually, at the Lime Rock Camp Fest, I had my HD. And I wanted to do a demonstration. I have my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law, because they're interested in getting their license. And a fellow came back from England. He was also on Echo Link, and he came in as clear as a bell. So that was an interesting contact.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Echo Link, it really is fantastic. It's like the back door of all back doors. You step right into a repeater and your voice is, you know, halfway across the world. And it sounds good. Really is nice. And you know, you have to be licensed to use it. So that, you know, it keeps out the crazy stuff. And yeah, really, really cool tool. I got it on my phone as well. I prefer to use my quote-unquote real radio because, you know, that's kind of more gratifying to hit it myself. But it's really cool to pop into places halfway across the world. Very, it's a lot of fun stuff. I think you said there's a second person talking as well, so I don't want to hog the repeater. You say his name is Charlie, did you say? I know I'm talking to you. Your name is Ron. My name is John. Is there a second person, third person listening on the side? I don't want to hog the airwaves.
KD2MIJ listening. My name is Bill.
Pick it up, Bill. You're a little noisy. Try it again. This is N2ZUC.
Good morning. My name's John. I'm driving to work, actually. I'm in Jersey. I go to Fort Lee.
Station, Bill. Pick it up. You're a little noisy. Go ahead.
KD2MIJ.
Talk to him, John.
Hi, KC2MIJ. I think I got the call sign. I know I'm a little scratchy, but I can hear you. You sound all right. How are you doing today? Are you on a handheld unit or mobile? Hope you're having a good morning.
I have a handheld Falcon unit running
KY. Hi, well, you're coming all right. I hear everything you're saying. A little scratch, but that's to be expected sometimes, depending upon where you are. How you doing this morning? For a walk or just relaxing? I said to Ron, I hope you're not forced to go to work or anything. What are you doing today? I hope it's something good.
Hey, I'm off from work this morning, going to work this afternoon, but I just have a new ham license, and actually this is my very first actual contact.
Oh wow, no way. Congratulations, that's fantastic. So you just finished the test. That's just fantastic. It's a real honor to be a first contact for anybody. It's a lot of fun. So welcome. That's I'm so happy for you. That's awesome.
It took a while to figure out the codes and the best way to set the radio up, but a little bit of internet research and kept trying and trying, and finally here.
Welcome, welcome. You know what? Now that I've said welcome to you, I'll let Ron go and let him say welcome to you as well.
Good morning, Bill. It's who's that you've seen. Her name is Ron. As John says, welcome to the hobby. And I did copy you on the bounce. I have one of those too, an HC at home. So you are noisy, but I can make you out. What is your location?
Located in East Iceland.
I didn't get all of that. KV2, MIJ, I didn't get your location. You probably moved a bit, and you're probably on the HC. I don't know exactly where, but you can try it again, and then you pick it up with John, because I'll have to sign. I'm almost at my destination. You fellas have a good day. And to that, you see, be listening out. You pick it up with John. Go ahead, Bill.
The name is Bill, and I am in East Iceland, New York.
Hey, John, I'm signing it. To that, you.
Did you say you're in Iceland? Did I hear you right there? The first time I heard you, I thought you said you're in East Flatbush. I'm not here in Sugud. I just have you guys are moving around. There's a little, you know, some interference near you. But don't worry about it. Keep talking now. I can hear you well enough.
East Iceland, between
Iceland
and
Old Town. You said Iceland. Did I hear you right? Give me a quick okay if I heard you right.
That's correct, Iceland.
Fantastic. All right. I got you clear there. How was studying for the test? Did you enjoy it? Was it boring? Was it hard? I don't know. I enjoyed studying. I like learning all the radio stuff. How long did you study to get the license on your side?
About 6 to 8 weeks, doing mostly through the internet, just researching the questions and doing some reading, and then I took both the technician and the general, and I passed both.
All right, you did two in one shot. You did tech and general at the same time. I actually did the same thing when I did my first test. I took tech and general at the same time. And it makes sense because the tech is really, it's small. That the amount of questions on the tech is nothing. And the content it covers is minuscule. That's fantastic. So you got tech and general. Very nice.
Very excited. I did it actually last January, but I just never really had much of a chance to get started. And then I picked up this radio and I'm getting ready to do a road trip. And when I do the road trip, I want to set up a mobile unit in my car.
All right, very nice. Well, so, that's how almost everybody gets started now. You get the license, and the first thing everybody does is, you get a bow bang, it's $20, $25. You play with it, you get a feel for where your local repeaters are and stuff. I did the exact same thing. Your team has you in the car. One of the easiest ways to get started with the car, if you don't care about having too much power right off the bat, is they sell, I think, there's a few Chinese brands like QYT, and there's a few other knockoff ones, and they sell 25 watts. VHF, UHF radios that you can plug into your cigarette lighter, so you don't have to wire anything to the battery right away. And a lot of people like them. That's how I got started with in the car. That's how I got comfortable with using it, and then I went and wired to the battery later. But I recommend doing that. Find one of those cigarette plug lighter mobile units, and that's a great way to do the mobile. It gives you a little more power than running off of an AC, and you can get a feel for a mobile unit.
That's what I've been looking at. Actually, Balfang makes a 25-watt dual-band mobile, which is what I've been looking at.
I'm sorry, Bill. That was a bit of a rough copy, but it might be my fault. I'm in a bad spot, too. Could you come again? I think you said you already purchased a Balfang mobile unit. Is that what you said? I apologize. It's probably me.
I'm looking at getting one. I haven't bought it yet. It's up for $130, brand new.
Okay, you know, I know the ones you're talking about, these Balfang mobile ones. Those are all good. They're very popular. I'm using one that's similar to that as well. One thing that's good is now that you have the Balfang HT, you'll know how to program it. It's pretty easy. But a lot of times, I think if you buy them, it'll come with a programming cable, which you can do it on a computer too, which is pretty handy. That's fantastic. I'm so happy that that you're enjoying the hobby.
Actually, the way I got this repeater that we're on now was I went on to the repeater list on the internet, and I used Chirp to program the radio, and then I just started scrolling through repeaters, so I found some activity.
Get started, right? You dump them all in there, and then you scan through them, and as you hit them, you check them off. I literally did the same thing. I just pushed up, I spin the radio, I printed out a spreadsheet, and as I listened and talked to people, I would check each line and draw, and cross out the ones that were always quiet. There are a few really good repeaters out there that have great coverage and almost beyond one reason or another, both on computers and centimeters. And the 220 meter band, there's a few really good repeaters on that, and almost nobody uses it because most radios just come with the 2 meters and 70 centimeters, but 220 is good too because it sounds like 70 centimeters, and then you got the reach of 2 meters. It's a really great best of both worlds thing, but yeah, that's how I'm doing it on my stuff too. I don't know if you want any recommendations. Have you gone on the Weka repeater, the Valhalla repeater? That one has crazy reach. I'm sure you'll be able to hit it immediately with your HT. I think that's one. I'll look it up for you. I think it's 146 dot zero something something. I gotta look it up. But it's called Weka, WECA, and it's in Valhalla. That one's really strong. There's a few other 70 centimeter ones in Manhattan, that area there. There's a ton of them, and a lot of them are real quiet, but they're good repeaters. Negative copy. There's some strong interference next to you. Maybe you're standing next to something that was putting out a lot of RF, or maybe you're next to a computer or something. Did you come again? I wasn't getting you.
I was listening through the repeaters, and last night I came across this one. There was a technical discussion regarding space travel and things like that. So I decided to try to tune in this morning and see if anybody was online.
Heard you beautiful that time. Very nice. You listened to the TechNet. Oh, very nice. Yeah, I mean, the TechNets are the best. Everybody knows so much, and everybody has their own little niche. Some people like the digital stuff, and there's always things to be learned from that, even if you're not doing it yourself at the time, the people are talking about it. That's fantastic.
I enjoyed it a lot, and this is great. I'm very excited.
So it sounds like you're doing VHF, UHF now. I guess the good thing to do, you get used to the VHF, UHF, and a lot of people love the HF stuff. That's where you get the real distance. I don't feel the need to rush into that until you're ready. Although it is a lot of fun. I don't do any of it either because I just don't have the time for it now. I'm 31. I have a 2-year-old son and my daughter is 6 months. So I'm only on the radio in the car, more or less. So that's where I kind of put all my effort into getting the radio good here. Did you decide what antenna you want for the car? There's lots of great antennas out there. There's fold-down antennas. There's like those little ones that look like the ones that on the police cars. Did you look into an antenna yet? What you're thinking for your road trip? Okay, so you do the mag mount. That's very good. Look around. There's lots of different mag mounts. There's different wire sizes. There's actually a few. There's these super thin coaxial wires that you can use to get out like your back out of your trunk. You don't have to slam on the door. Although, I got the when I first got started, I bought the Nagoya mag mount. It just has it has thick coaxial wire, so I literally just slammed the door on it. Slapped it on the top and closed the door on it and didn't have any problem because the coax was thick enough. But when you start to get fancy, you want to try and avoid pinching the wire, the wires and stuff. Just getting started, yeah, just get a mag mount and slap it up there and should be good to go. It's awesome. I'm sorry, that was a rough copy. Just come again. I'm listening. Bill, I'm losing you on this one. I might be in a bad spot. I'm going to say 7-3 and let you go. It's been really nice talking to you, and I hope to talk to you soon. And once again, congratulations. A lot of fun stuff, and I hope your road trip is an awesome time. I'm going to say 7-3. This is John, AC2WT, and take it easy. Enjoy the nice day.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed the conversation. This is Bill on KTU2MIJ, signing out. Thank you.
Bill, just to give you peace of mind, that last copy was real clear. You don't get discouraged if you're a little scratchy with the handheld stuff. It comes and goes, so no worries. Take it easy, 7-3, and enjoy the weather. Really nice out.
Thank you.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
KNB, K2KNB, WB2ZSE,
W2VL repeater.
Okay, NY2H, WB2ZSE.
That's tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.